And to give this talk on cosmic rays and climate, and I have to say right at the outset that I'm not going to be providing answers in this talk. I'm going to be providing questions and uncertainties and hopefully stimulate your interest in the subject, but I certainly won't be providing answers because I don't know what the answers are myself. Let me tell you why aerosols are important for clouds. Every cloud droplet has a seed inside called the cloud condensation nucleus. When you increase the number of CCN inside a cloud, you increase and keep the water content brighter. In other words, spread the water over more droplets, its brightness increases. So it becomes a more reflective cloud. That's one aspect. The second aspect is that it actually rains out more slowly. Clouds rain out because droplets start to coalesce when they get big enough by gravitation, and then they drop out. If you spread that out over more droplets, the cloud will stay longer. Now, there's plenty of evidence that large regions of the climate are lacking sufficient aerosol to form clouds. Contrails are a well-known example of that. These are not smoke trails. These are clouds which are seeded by jets dumping aerosols into the upper atmosphere. Also, less familiar, but also very important, these are ship tracks. And this is a huge area. This is the north coast of America. There's Alaska. These are ship tracks over Alaska, and they're clouds being seeded by extra aerosol. Now, in particle physics, we do know that charged particles can form condensation seeds, but we have to say instantly that this is a non-natural condition. This is where we generate several 100% supersaturation. These are not smoke trails. These are clouds which are seeded by jets dumping aerosols into the upper atmosphere.